A 10-year dream to have a place for aging seniors to live in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta is becoming a reality. The state has funded a long-term care facility for the second year in a row in the capital budget, totaling over $16 million. Now the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel plans to start the building process. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
The facility will be a place for the elderly and people with disabilities to live and get 24-hour assistance. To get that right now, they have to move out of the YK Delta, often to Anchorage. That has caused many hardships for families and the seniors getting care. Seniors who have eaten subsistence foods almost exclusively are eating foreign city food. And oftentimes, they never see their families again because it's too expensive for them to travel, especially from remote villages. Director of Senior Services, Liz Lee.
For those that could coordinate, they could schedule a trip to Anchorage, but then you're dealing with the cost of airfare, lodging, meals, transportation. With the facility in Bethel, that'll be much easier for many families.
YKHC created a building design plan back in 2003. It will be 16,000 square feet and have 18 beds. It will have 24-hour staff, certified nurse assistants mostly. But the plans are to eventually make it into a nursing home.
The building's going to be designed for the care needs of a nursing home.
Greg McIntyre is the vice president for support services at the Health Corporation. A nursing home would require 24-hour nursing staff, which McIntyre says is too expensive right now.
When you start thinking about three shifts of nursing staff having to be there, that certainly increases the cost of running the facility. So we're not quite sure if that's financially sustainable, so we're probably going to start out with assisted living and work our way into this.
As it is, the Health Corporation will be losing about $1.5 million a year just to operate the long-term care facility. But it's something that the board accepts. Again, Liz Lee.
Operational losses are a concern. We've been very upfront from the very beginning, and so we're doing some work now to try to reduce that.
That includes working for better reimbursement rates for people receiving care in the bush.
In most circumstances, what it costs to provide service out here isn't reimbursed at 100%. So YKHC has to subsidize the difference.
The Health Corporation doesn't know where exactly they'll build the facility. They have a couple of options in mind. They do know that they hope to start construction this coming winter. Again, Greg McIntyre.
We'll do code upgrades, site adaptation to whatever site that we're going to choose, which is most economical probably, and then hopefully get piling started this winter.
The main part of the construction would happen after the majority of supplies were barged in next summer. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.